From Jericho to Jerusalem and Jonah to John, Daily Bread with Pastor Bradley Booth gives you spiritual insights that make the Bible come alive. In today's episode, Pastor Bradley Booth takes us on a galactic journey. No need to buy a ticket. No frequent flyer miles necessary. Just go. Enjoy the ride for the rest of time. Stay tuned.
In heaven's eternal skies, the redeemed of all ages will have access to unlimited frequent flyer miles. Really? Absolutely. And we won't have to have wings to do it. They will be available, of course, but we'll probably have much more sophisticated methods of travel at our disposal. Now, we don't know exactly what those means might be, but we can use our imaginations to guess, like speeds of Mach 23 or warp speeds of 36 to get to the furthest corner of the universe. It could be we'll use wormholes that defy the established laws of physics. Or maybe it'll be mind travel to zip our way to worlds afar in the blink of an eye. Take your pick. Maybe it will be some form of light speed. In God's modes of travel, that's probably pretty slow, but let's use it as a point of reference. At the speed of light travel, which is approximately 186,000 miles per second, it would take us hundreds and even thousands of years to travel significant distances into deep space. Take Proxima Centauri, the nearest known star to us. It's 4.2 light years away, which means it would take just over 4 years to get there, even if we were traveling at the speed of light. And our nearest major galaxy, Andromeda, is 2.5 million light years away. That means it would take, you guessed it, a minimum of 2.5 million years for us to get there. And that's nothing compared to the distances we would have to travel to the estimated 200 million galaxies we now think are in the known universe. Whatever method we use to travel, it's going to be obviously something faster than the speed of light, like maybe traveling on Tychon particles, the fastest things we know of in our limited view of God's great universe. But God is the ultimate creator. He can't be tied to such speed limits, and with the new abilities he's going to give us, neither will you and I, probably. We will be free to experiment with many forms of travel as we wing our flights among the galaxies and shine like the stars forever and ever. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. And heaven's travel agency will help us make it a reality. You can be sure of it. And that's another good reason to go to heaven.
The episode you just heard is brought to you by One Voice Ministries.